好，我们一起读一段旧约圣经。
Let's read scripture in the Old Testament.
生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy, chapter 32.
生命记第三十二章。
32.
我们知道生命记在摩西五经里面的书卷。
We know Deuteronomy is the last book, the five books wrote by Moses.
那么那是120岁的摩西站在约旦河边。
When Moses was 120 years old, and then he stand beside the river of Jordan.
他把他这120年在神面前的学习，在神面前启示，告诉当时的以色列百姓。
He tells the Israelites about all his the lives and all the revelations he received from the Lord during his lifetime.
那么到了生命记三十二章，我们知道这是可以说是摩西这一生讲的最后一篇道。
This is the last sermon that Moses has, and it's in the chapter 32.
我们知道这里面所包含的许多的内容，都是摩西一生他觉得最重要、最最宝贵的。
What he wrote here, and he think this is the most precious and most present he experiencing his life.
做神的仆人
is a servant.
当他跟随神，跟随神的带领，受神的托付，等到生命最后的时候。
And he was followed God's guidance, and he was entrusted by God at the end of his life.
他向神的儿女要说什么
？And what he would like to say to God's people.
所以盼望我们读的时候，我们。大家里面有一颗祷告的心。
I hope when we read, let's read with a prayerful heart.
盼望在摩西里面的那个负担，我们今天也能够进入这样的负担。
And then let's enter the burden that Moses had.
我想我们不要一节一节的念。
We don't need read
one by one. 我想我们一段一段的念。
Let's read by paragraph.
我们弟兄念一段，姊妹念一段。
Brother read one paragraph and sister the other.
我们就用来念，到时候念到的时候，我们就换姊妹，好不好？我就说一下就可以了。
And then brother will tell us the brother or sister read.
好，我们弟兄就先来。
Brother first.
第一节开始。
Verse 1.
诸天，侧耳，我要说话，愿地也听我的言语，我的将。要淋漓如雨，我的言语要滴落如露，如细雨降在嫩草上，如甘霖降在菜蔬上。我要宣告耶和华的名，你们要将大德归于我们的神。他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公义，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。这歪僻弯曲的时代，向他行事邪僻，有这弊病就不是他的儿女。愚昧无知的民啊，你们这样报答耶和华吗？他岂不是你的父将你买来的吗？他是制造你建立你的。姊妹来读。
Sister，
你当思想上古之日，思想历念之年，问父亲，他必指示；问你的长者，他必告诉你。至高者将地业赐给列邦，将世人分开，就照以色列人的数目立定万民的疆界。耶和华的份本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人，又如鹰搅动巢穴，在上两翅扇展，接许雏鹰飞在两翼之上。这样耶和华独自引导他，并无外邦神与他同在。耶和华使他乘驾地的高处，吃田间的，使他从磐石中扎蜜，从坚石吸油，也吃你奶油，羊的奶，羊羔的脂油， 巴山所出的公绵羊和山羊与上好的麦子也喝葡萄汁酿的酒。好弟兄，但耶稣伦渐渐肥胖粗壮光润，踢跳奔跑，便离弃造他的神，轻看救他的磐石，敬拜别神，触动他的愤怒，行可憎恶的事，惹了他的怒气。所祭司的魔鬼并非真神，乃是素不认识的神，是近来新兴的，是你列祖所不畏惧的。你耶和华看见他的儿女惹动他，就厌恶他们，说我让他们掩面，看他们的结局如何。他们本极乖僻的族类，心中无诚实的儿女，他们以那不算为神的触动我的愤恨，以虚无的神惹了我的怒气。我也要以那不成子民的触动他们的愤恨，以愚昧的国民惹了他们的怒气。因为在我怒中有火烧起，直烧到极深的阴间，把地和地的出产尽都焚烧，山的根基也烧着了。我要将祸患堆在他们身上，把我的箭向他们射进，他们必因饥饿消瘦，被炎热苦毒吞灭。那个喇叭兽用牙齿咬他们，并土中苦行的用毒气害他们，外头有刀剑，内室有惊恐，使人丧亡，使少男童女吃奶的白的尽都灭绝。我说我必将他们分散远方，使他们的名号从人间除灭，唯恐仇敌惹动我，只怕敌人错看，说是我手的能，并非耶和华所行的。好，姊妹，因为以色列民毫无计谋，心中没有聪明，唯愿他们有智慧，能明白这事，肯思念他们的结局。若不是他们的磐石卖了他们，若不是耶和华交出他们，一人焉能追赶他们千人，二人焉能使万人逃跑呢？据我们的仇敌自己断定，他们的磐石不如我们的磐石，他们的葡萄树是索罗马的葡萄树，俄摩拉田园所生的，他们的葡萄熟葡萄全挂都是苦的，他们的酒是大蛇气，是灰蛇残害的恶毒。这不都是积蓄在我这里，封锁在我府库中吗？他们失脚的时候，深渊报应在我，因他们遭灾的日子近了，那要临在他们身上的必速速来到。耶和华见百毫无能力，论述的自由的都没有剩下，就为他们伸冤，他们无人后悔。他必说他们的神，他们所投靠的磐石，就是向来吃他们寄生的脂油，喝他们寄生之酒的在哪里呢？他可以兴起来帮助你们，保护你们。你们如今要知道，我唯有我是神，在我以外并无别神。我使人死，我使人活，我损伤，我医治，并无人能从我手中救出来。我向天主说，我凭我的勇起誓，我摸我的量手掌审判之权，就必报复我的仇敌，要使我的面对就是被杀被掳之人的血，我的刀要吃肉，乃是好弟兄啊，弟兄百姓一同欢呼，因他要伸他仆人流血的冤，报应他的仇敌，他的地 救赎他的百姓。摩西和嫩的儿子约书亚去将这歌的一切话说给百姓听。摩西向以色列众人说完了这一切话，又说，我今日所警教你们的，你们都要放在心上，要嘱你们的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话，因为这不是虚空你们无益的事，乃是你们的生在你们过约旦河要得为业的地上，必因这事日子得以长久。当日耶和华吩咐摩西说，你上这亚巴林山中的尼伯山，在约旦地与耶利哥相对，观看我所要赐给以色列人为业的迦南地，你必死在你所登的山上，归你列祖，像你哥哥亚伦死在何尔山上，归他的列祖一样。因为你们在寻的旷野加底斯的米利巴水，以色列人中没有尊我为圣，得罪了我。你可以远远的观看，却不得进去。谢谢。下面我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray。
主啊，我们真愿我们能在读你话语的时候都有一个恐惧战兢的心。
Oh Lord, how of that when we read your words and we read with trembling and fear.
因为这实在不是与我们无关的事。
And because those are not empty words.
这实在是我们的生命。
Indeed, these words are our life.
愿你的圣灵把这话再一次说在我们每一个人的心中。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us, to our hearts.
我们愿在这里听见你向我们说话的声音。
And may we hear your voice.
让我们知道怎样在这样一个时代里面，我们来成为你自己的百姓。
And let us to be your children in this perverse generation.
让我们知道我们怎样来跟随你的带领。
Let us know how to follow your guidance.
求主，你早晨向我们来施恩。
Oh Lord, have mercy upon us this morning.
我们的身心灵都交在你的手中。
We place our heart and mind and soul in your hands.
让你自己圣灵的能力覆庇在我们的身上。
May the power of the Holy Spirit come down to
us. 愿你的同在充满在你的会中。
May your presence filled in your gathering.
我们实在仰望怜悯。
We look upon your mercy.
我们一同谦卑地等候在主的面前。
We humble and wait before you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
这一章虽然好像很长。
It seems long, this chapter.
但是这一章讲的内容却是非常的非常的可以说是简单。
But the content is simple.
这里面其实他只讲了一件事。
Actually, it's just talk about one thing.
摩西他在神面前经历侍奉了120年。
And then Moses served before the Lord for 120 years.
他在以色列人面前最后他要告诉他们什么呢
And then this is what he would like to tell the Israelites at the last of his days.
他告诉他们说这一位荣耀的神
He told them this glorious God.
这你们所跟随的神
The God that you follow.
这位拯救你们的主
The Lord that saved you.
他是磐石
He is the rock.
他是磐石
He is the rock.
他告诉我们说这一位神在他一生当中，如果让摩西用一句话、用一个词来形容神的话
，If Moses through all his life he used one word or one sentence to describe the Lord，
他是磐石。
He is the rock。
什么叫磐石
？What is called the rock？
弟兄姊妹，摩西他告诉我们说，从上古之年。
And then Moses tells us from, it's from the beginning of the world.
从列祖开始。
From their ancestors.
从你们的父亲开始。
Start from your fathers.
你们去问一问。
Ask them.
你问一问他到底是谁。
And ask your ancestor, your fathers, who he is.
你看你神在历史历代所做的，他到底是谁。
And then ask God what God did through generations.
他实在是磐石。
He indeed is the rock.
因为你可以想一想。
You can think about
这样一位完全的神
，a perfect God，
为公义圣洁的神
，a holy and a righteous God，
怎么可以面对
这样弯曲悖谬的儿女呢？
And how can he face his perverse and crooked people?
他没有改变。
He's never changed.
因为他是磐石。
Because he's a rock.
无论人多么的软弱。
No matter how weak we are.
你看这里说他们软弱到一个地步都不像神的儿女了。
And here it says the Israelites so weak they're not even like his children.
但是神向着他的儿女那个爱有没有改变？
But the love that God has to his children has changed.
神在他儿女中的工作没有改变。
And his work never changed.
他说他是那位生你的神。
And then he said he is the God who gave you birth.
他是生你的磐石。
And he is the rock who gave you birth.
他在那里拣选了你。
He selected you.
他说他在这里面，你看他这个在第三十二章这个第六节
verse six，
他把你买来
and then he purchased you，
他制作
and then he made you，
他建立你
he established you，
你这地位荣耀的神
this glorious God，
当他把我们拣选出来以后
and when he had chose us，
他不是给我们一点点而已。
He just only gave us a little.
他把他自己完全的给我们。
He gave himself to us.
他把他自己永远的旨意向完全的开启出来。
And he revealed all his eternal view to us.
你看后面他就告诉我们说，以色列他们在万国中蒙拣选，他们本是神的产业。
And then here it tells us the Israelites has chosen because they are the inheritance of God.
但是万国是照着他们的这个数目在那里定的界限。
And those nations were boundaries according to their numbers.
所以当神拣选以色列百姓为他产业的时候，眼睛却看着是万国。
And then when God chose Israelites as his nation, but he is fixed on the whole nation.
神在他们身上有一个荣耀的托付。
And then God has a glorious entrustment to them.
借着神在他们中间得产业的缘故，就将神的恩典淡薄。
And because they will receive the grace of the Lord, and God gave his inheritance, the glory to all nations.
他们很软弱。
They are weak.
但是神有没有改变？
But is God changed?
他是磐石。
He is the rock.
他不改变。
He never changes.
所以你看见他在他们身上是怎样的一步一步做工呢？
And so you see that God guided them step by step.
在旷野里面。
In the wilderness.
在那里荒凉无水之地。
In the desolate place.
野兽吼叫之地。
In the hollering wilderness waste.
你看耶和华在那里保护他们。
But God protected them.
保护他们好像自己眼中的瞳仁。
He guarded him guard as the apple of their eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我们是神眼中的瞳仁。
Brothers and sisters, we are the apple of God's eyes.
不是他是我们眼中的瞳仁。
It's not he is the apple of our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我们是他眼中的瞳仁。
But we are the apple of his eyes.
你敢不敢摸一个人的眼中的瞳仁？
Can you touch people's apple of their eye?
如果他是个勇士。
If he is a warrior,
如果他是个狮子，
if he is a lion,
敢不敢摸他眼中的瞳仁？
Can you touch the apple of his eye?
有谁胆敢摸神的儿女？
And who can touch the children of God?
就是摸神眼中的瞳仁。
That is, he's touched the apple of
his eye. 这是神保护他的儿女。
That's how God protects his children.
弟兄姊妹，这是神向着他百姓的不改变的爱。
This is the unchanging love that God has.
虽然他们是这样的软弱，
even though they're so weak.
但是神是这样来保护他们。
But God protect them so this way.
神训练他们。
God train them.
好像老鹰训练小鹰一样。
It's like the eagle train his young.
那个小鹰总是想留在一个非常舒服的环境里面。
And then the young chicks wants to stay in a comfortable nest.
总是盼望老鹰把食物都叼来。
And then hope the mother give them feed them.
但是老鹰把它用翅膀扇一阵，把它从山崖上推下去。
But the eagle will push them to the cliff.
多少时候我们觉得好像主不同在了。
And then some think God's presence is not with us.
哎呀，怎么就在南方主就没有了？
And I'm in suffering, God.
你就发现门徒们曾经在水上就主啊，我们丧命了，你不管我们吗？
So that's why the disciples, the Lord said when they're on the boat, they say, Lord, we are perished. Don't you care about us?
你就发现我们做神的儿女们常常经历说，神把我们从山崖上推下去了。
Sometimes we experience that Lord it pushes.Down to the cliff.
到一个地步，我们这回是真完了。
Until the point we think we're finished.
我们说我们的信心都到了谷底了。
And then we think our faith will sink to the bottom.
我们说我们再也信不来了。
We say we can't trust the Lord anymore.
我们万万没有想到。
But out of our expectation,
这一位磐石,
but the rock,
他在我们底下托住,
and then he carried us by his wings.
永生的神是你的避难所,
the living God is our refuge.
他永久的膀臂在你以下,
his everlasting wings and carries us.
弟兄姊妹, 我不晓得你觉得你今天落到什么地步,
dear brothers, I don't know how weak you think you are.
我也不晓得你的环境有多么糟糕,
I don't know how terrible your circumstances
are. 我也不知道你的光景落到什么地步,
I don't know your spiritual situation is low.
他是磐石,
but he is the rock.
他没有改变,
he never changed.
弟兄姊妹, 他永久的膀臂在你以下,
his everlasting wings and carries you.
这是摩西, 他在这个列祖, 他在这些以色列人身上看见神的作为,
that's what Moses see the works that God has done.
让他们称价地的高处,
and then he put them on the highland.
无论多么艰难的环境, 就是磐石都可以砸灭,
and then no matter how hard the circumstances, even they can have the honey from the
flesh,
and they with oil from the fleecy rock, and the fine wheat,
多少的这个脂油, 多少的肥羊,
and then the curds from the herds, and then the fat and the milk is their inheritance. They enjoy all the fullness of the Lord. That's the love of the Lord towards his people. He never changed.
就是他们在好像生命长大一样,
and then even when they feel they grow,
他们这么大的恩典和怜悯,
they receive such grace and mercy from the Lord,
他们去敬拜偶像,
but they worship idols,
他们弃绝那个生他们的神,
they abandon the God that who will give them birth,
他们的磐石,
they despise the rock who saves
them, 他们依靠那些虚假的东西,
and they rely on those false gods.
弟兄姊妹,你看神有没有改变呢?
But is God changed?
他是磐石,
he's the rock.
弟兄姊妹,你看见神经过多少在他们身上的管教?
And then you see so many disciplines that God gave to his children.
所以你知道摩西在这里,他这里见证列祖, 你们的父亲所告诉我们,他真的是磐石。
So that's why Moses here, his witnesses that your fathers, he can tell you, he is our rock.
他实在是磐石,
indeed he's the rock.
有一天, 神的百姓, 外邦人要和神的百姓一同欢呼, 对不对?
There's one day all the Gentiles rejoice with God's people.
你看他们的光景好像, 是不是?
And then you think they are just perverse.
我告诉你, 因为他是磐石,
but I tell you, he is the rock.
神的旨意一定要成就在他的身上,
and then his will be accomplished.
这是摩西从
That's what Moses received from the
ancestors.
He had seen the work that God has done through their ancestors.
弟兄姊妹,不仅如此,
not only this, brothers and sisters.
摩西他这里说他是磐石,
and Moses says he is the rock.
不仅是列祖告诉他,
not only the ancestor tell them, but he experienced it in person.
弟兄姊妹,如果我们了解一点摩西的经历,
if we know the life of Moses,
我们知道他经历这个磐石,
we know he experienced the rock.
是不是这样的?
Is that so?
当他刚出生的时候,
when he was born,
是那个磐石啊,
it was the rock.
是那个磐石把他从水中拉上来,
it was to draw him out of the water.
神向着他百姓许没有改变,
God never changed promises to his people.
神已经给他们一位拯救者,
God promised and someone will take them out of the Egypt.
神在那里主宰的权柄把摩西从水中拉上来,
the authority of the God drew Moses out of the water.
你知道他的母亲因着这个当时法老的那个命令的缘故, 把摩西放在葡萄箱里面,
and you know because of the order from the pharaohs, Moses' mother has to put him in the basket.
那么你发现在这个尼罗河里边上上下下在那里飘啊,
you know he was floating on the river of Nile.
我不晓得那个尼罗河当时是怎么飘的,
I don't know how the river of Nile flows.
如果你稍微想象一下的话,
just imagine
那么小小的箱子是翻过来了,
just a little basket it could flip over.
我想那个米利安在那岸上看着说, 哎呀完了, 这下完了,
and his sister Miriam probably thinks, oh, how can he survive? Maybe there was a crocodile coming. He will be swallowed. And then there will be doomed. But God never changed. Drawn out of the river of Nile.
这个拯救还不是最大的。
This save is not the greatest.
40年埃及王宫的生活。
And then he lived in the palace of Egypt for 40 years.
我不知道那会儿摩西他能有什么。
I don't know what Moses had.
没有电脑。
No computer.
也没有iPad.
No iPad.
也没有game.
No
computer
games. No computer games.
但是我想摩西那个时候作为埃及王子，他享受埃及的丰富太多了。But
as the princess of Egypt, he enjoys all the luxurious things.
神的应许没有改变。
But God's promise never changed.
神不仅把他从水中救上来,
God not only draw him out of the water,
神也信实地把他自己的仆人从世界的引诱网络里拯救出来,
but God saved his servant from the temptation from the world.
在旷野, 在这个第二个,
and in his second 40 years in the wilderness,
就是在这个米甸的旷野,
and he is in the wilderness of Midian.
一切都过去了。And
then Moses thinks his life just passed.
但是他回头一想，他是磐石。But
when he looked back, and God is the rock.
他的恩赐和选召没有后悔。And
God is never regret of his chosen.
他的呼召没有改变。His
calling never changed.
40年以后，神的呼召又回到摩西的身上。And
God's calling towards Moses after
40 years.
And Moses prepared to die.
你知道吗？摩西写这个诗篇90篇的时候，他怎么说呢？
When Moses write a Psalm 90, what did he say?
一生是70岁的。
And then our life is 70.
如果是强壮的，像他这么强壮的，到80岁。
If strong like him, you can live 80 years.
他已经觉得说差不多了，现在就可以写遗嘱了。
And then he think he probably will start to write his will.
但是他万万没有想到。
But he never expect.
在他第二个四十年末之后， 神因着他自己的恩赐选召没有改变。
And then out of his 40 years, and God's promise never changed. Because God is the rock.
他没有转动的影儿。
There's no turning shadow on him.
所以这个呼召又临到他的身上。
So this calling had come upon Moses again.
最后40年。
At the last 40 years of Moses,
你知道他有三个重大的经历,
you know, he has three important experiences.
在埃及, 在红海, 在旷,
in Egypt, in Red Sea, in wilderness.
多少征战啊,
there are so many battles.
神的膀臂有没有缩短?
Is God's hand
神的怜悯有没有断绝?
Is God's mercy never in short?
多少的缺乏?
There is many needs.
哦，没有粮食。
There is no food.
降下马的,
and then God gave them manna.
没有水喝了,
no water.
磐石流出水了,
there's water out of from the rock.
无论有什么样的艰难,
no matter how many hardships.
多少的抵挡,
there are so many enemies.
多少的嫉妒和纷争,
there are many jealousy and division.
多少次石头都要像雨一样降下来,
and so many times the rocks fall like rain.
耶和华的荣光,
but God showed his glory to Israelites. He's the rock. His will never
changed.
His power stands forever.
弟兄姊妹,
his arms never shrink. He said he's the rock.
不仅仅他是听到听来的,
he's not only listened to this message,
是他自己一生的经历告诉他, 他实在是磐石,
but Moses' life experience tells him God is the rock.
不仅他从列祖那知道他是磐石,
not only he knows God is rock from his ancestors,
不仅从他自己这一生的带领以色列百姓的经历里面, 他知道他是磐石,
not only he knew this because the experience from the Israelites,
到最后,
at the end,
你发现这一章很稀奇的,
and it's amazing of this chapter.
你就发现他最后还讲到他不能够进迦南地。And
God says you cannot enter the promised land.
摩西对这个磐石的认识更是因着自己的失败和软弱。And
then God knows the rock because of his failures and weaknesses.
我们多么盼望有启示啊,
we hope we can receive revelation.
弟兄姊妹，你盼望得启示吗?
Do you want to receive revelations?
我想作为一个爱主的一个人,
as a person who loved
God,
if we were touched by God's love,
我们何等盼望认识这个磐石,
how we hope that we can know the rock,
何等盼望基督耶稣真的成为我们唯一的意象,
how we hope that Jesus Christ is the only vision to us.
弟兄姊妹, 多少的时候，这个异象是怎么来的？
Brothers and sisters, do you know how many times, how do you receive vision?
这个异象是借着我们的软弱和失败带进来的。
Many times it's through our failures and weaknesses.
你说那一次他在米利巴水，他在那里说了极早的话，对不对？
And then that, at that time when Moses at the water of Meribah Kadesh,
击打磐石。
He struck the rock twice.
他对以色列百姓说。
He said,
"Israelites, 你们这些悖逆的人呐、啊！"
And then, you perverse people.
姊妹，你知道那个时候水是出来了。
The water came out.
但是神责备他，对不对？
But God rebuked him.
因为这件事。
Because of that.
神说你不能进到迦南来。
God says you cannot go to Canaan.
每次读到这儿我都读不懂。
I don't understand this.
我知道他一定是错了。
I know Moses made a mistake.
他是不是他预表错了？
Is that he predicted wrong?
那个磐石指着基督说的。
Maybe that rock is refers to Christ.
基督一次永远完全的献祭的。
And then God, Christ sacrificed just once.
只能击打一次的。
You can only strike once.
你怎么又击打两次呢？
How can you strike twice?
你难道将基督让神的儿子重钉十字架吗？
Do you want to God's son to be sacrificed on the cross that second time?
我不晓得摩西明白不明白这些预表。
I don't know if Moses understand those.
当然没有错，新约的观看，他确确实实错了。
And then through the New Testament, we know Moses was wrong.
他说了急躁的话，是不是？
And then also he said something wrong.
你们这些悖逆的人呢？
And then you say you disobedient people.
我就在读圣经。
And then I wanna read.
我发现摩西说这样的话不止一次。
I discovered Moses said this not only once.
说了很多次了。
He said many times.
你们生来就是悖逆的。
And he said you were disobedient when you were born.
从我认识你们，你们就是这么悖逆的。
Since I know you, you were disobedient.
哎呦，我说这到底是错在哪儿？
And then what's wrong with Moses?
弟兄姊妹，你知道他在讲话里面说了一句。
But do you know in his sentence there is one?
你们这些悖逆的百姓。
And they say you, disobedient people.
我从磐石里给你们水喝吗
？And then I give you water from the rocks.
弟兄姊妹，耶和华说你没有尊我的名为圣。
And then God says you didn't my name.
只有我的名是磐石。
Only Mr. Rock.
只有我不改变的。
Only I never change.
只有我是活水的泉源。
I'm the source of the living water.
你是不错，你是神手中的一个器皿。
But you are the servant of God.
你太重要了。
You are important.
你在神的全家诚然尽忠。
And then you are faithful.
确确实实，我因着我的自己的恩典怜悯，把你摆在这样的地位上。
I put in that position by my grace.
但是无论如何。
No matter what.
无论神怎么使用你。
No matter how God greatly use you.
你不能有一天说我叫磐石出水给你们水。
You can't say I made the water out of the rock.
我们不过是个器皿。
We are just a vessel.
我们不是建造房屋的。
And we are not the one to build the house.
只有基督是磐石，弟兄姊妹。
Only Christ is the rock.
我们最多不过就是被建造的房屋就是。
We are the house was built by him.
虽然我们可以诚然尽忠。
We can be faithful.
弟兄姊妹。摩西那一次学了很深的功课。
So Moses learned a great lesson that time.
摩西走的时候，他里面一点怨言都。
走。
他离开了。
And when he left over there, and he has no regrets.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
他知道，他是那磐石啊。
Because he knew God is the rock.
从前他认识的是 rock， 只是那个磐石。
Before he just know God is the rock.
但是等到他。经历他的软弱的时候
But after he experienced his weaknesses,
他说这名是耶和华的圣名
And he says the name is the holy name of the Lord
弟兄姊妹什么叫圣
What is called holy
只有他有这个名字
The only God has the name
独一无二、啊、
He is the only one
不能够与任何的名字同日而语、啊、
And he can be Evaluated to all other names.
不能和任何的人同日而语啊。
And then no one can compare.
我们的神他是圣洁的神。
Our God is a holy God.
弟兄姊妹，他是独一的真神。
He's the only God.
独一无二的神呐、啊。
He's the only God.
只有他是 the rock， 他是那磐石。
He's the very rock.
哦，等到摩西认识他是那磐石的时候。
When Moses knows he's the very rock.
他 弟兄姊妹, 你看,
and what I filled with Moses is blessings.
你看懂的后面一章,
and when you see it, and later on, it's all blessings.
弟兄姊妹,
when people have understand God like this,
啊, 离开这个世界,
when he leave the world,
虽然有200万以色列百姓,
even though there's 2 million of the Israelites, but he went with peace.
为什么?
Why?
永远不改变的磐石的手中,
because he handed over his people to the everlasting rock.
他是磐石,
because he's the rock.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等奇妙的一件事,
and then how wonderful it is.
不仅认识他是磐石,
not only know that God is the rock,
他不仅是一个磐石, 他是地上, 他是唯一磐石,
he's not only rocks, he's the very rock.
弟兄, 他不仅是一个磐石而已,
he's not only one rock.
他乃是那磐石,
he is the rock.
唯一的磐石,
the only rock.
在他以外不能有磐石,
there's no other rocks.
弟兄姊妹, 神的儿女, 什么时候在他以外寻找磐石?
If God's people try to looking for other rocks, if you want to rely on something other than the Lord, you will provoke the Lord. That is idol. That is sinking sand.
弟兄姊妹, 无论你觉得那个事物, 那个人多么可靠,
no matter you think a person or something is so reliable,
在神眼中那是偶像,
but in God's eyes, that's idol. And that will provoke God.
弟兄姊妹,
and this is a very serious matter.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们认识到那磐石的时候,
the brothers and sisters, if we know the rock,
弟兄姊妹, 基不是磐石,
and the Moses is not a rock.
摩西太重要了,
Moses is,
而摩西不是石,
but he's not a rock.
约书亚也不是磐石,
so does Joshua.
众先知都不是磐石,
and so do all the prophets.
弟兄姊妹, 不要误会我,
do not misunderstand me.
不要觉得说我这里说摩西不重要, 约书亚不要, 众先知都可以没有, 不是,
don't think that there will be a, this is okay without Moses and the prophets.
但是这些神所使用的器皿,
but those vessels that God used, which is useful,
因为有磐石,
they're useful because there's a rock.
弟兄姊妹, 什么时候我们依靠这些的人事物,
whenever we rely on people and things,
在神的眼中那是偶像,
in God's eyes, that's idols.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常严肃的事,
this is a very serious matter.
所以摩西在这里告诉以色列百姓,
so Moses tells the Israelites here,
虽然他这40年在旷野带领他们,
even he guided his people in the wilderness in this 40 years, but he is not a rock.
不要将大德归给他,
not give the greatness to him,
将伟大归给是不是?
But give the greatness to the Lord.
所以你这英文它不是光大德的问题, 将伟大归给他,
but in English it's a praise his greatness.
这话你们要听啊,
you have to hear this.
这话听过来, 好像什么? 好像雨水啊,
if you hear this, it's like a dew.
让我们的生命就生长出来啊,
and then it will let life grow.
这是生命之道啊,
this is the message of life.
弟兄姊妹, 摩西在那里告诉以色列百姓,
and Moses told Israelites here,
谁过去都可以, 谁过去都可以,
and then everybody can go over,
磐石不能过去,
you can't go pass by the rock.
不是, 磐石不能走啊, 那个你, 弟兄姊妹, 你知道, 磐石是永久的磐石,
you know the rock is an everlasting rock.
多少的时候, 你知道, 有的时候神的儿女觉得说, 我们今天聚会很好,
you know our congregation is wonderful.
我们很多可以依靠的,
we can depend on many things.
有个弟兄,
one brother used to tell me,
他在另外一个聚会里,
he goes to another,
他告诉我说, 我们那个聚会有强项了,
and then you know, and at our gathering we have something wonderful,
strong point.
We have strong points.
弟兄姊妹, 他就是他们聚会里有, 在磐石之外还有磐石啊,
and then he thinks there is a rock out of this rock.
弟兄姊妹, 我不晓得你觉得当博聚会有什么样的强项,
I don't know if you think there is a strong point at Dumbo.
我听过有些强项,
I heard something strong points.
我们的饭食是强项,
our food is the good points.
还有人告诉我们人少是强项。
We have less people. That's a good part.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是流沙呀。
But brothers and sisters, those are sinking sand.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们觉得我们有强项了？
Whenever we think we are strong.
弟兄姊妹，那就是我们跟软弱的开始。
That is we start our weakness.
弟兄姊妹，我们的强项只有一个。
Our strong point only has one.
就是这位。 永久不改变的磐石。
That's the never change rock.
弟兄姊妹, 这个磐石是不是我们的强?
Is this rock is our strong point?
你来教会到底什么?
When you come to church, what do you rely on?
弟兄姊妹, 到底什么是我们的强项?
What is the strong point to us?
什么时候那磐石不再是我们的强项?
If the rock is not our strength,
弟兄姊妹，我们就失败，我们就软弱。Then we fail,
then we weak.
弟兄姊妹，只有他是磐石。Only
he is the rock.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们弟兄做了见证。Our
brother just testified.
他说：“这个从前我们以为主耶稣的救恩就让我们能够做一个好人呢。”And
he thought before we think God's salvation will make us become better.
谁没有软弱？
And then we all have weaknesses.
谁没有不好的地方啊？
We all have weaknesses.
金都无足赤，对吧？ 人无完人啊。
There's even not even pure gold.
感谢主救了我了。
Praise the Lord, He saved me.
主这回要把我做成一个完全人了。
And God will make me perfect.
弟兄姊妹，这道有没有错呢？
Is that wrong?
不准确。
It's not.
没有错,
it's not the
right.
God will guide us into the perfection.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but you know, whenever we departed from the rock,
弟兄姊妹,
and then we will be weak like here it says we are the foolish and senseless and the perverse and the crooked. And then we will have no sense and foolish.
纵然我们有最好的心愿,
even though we have a good will,
我们愿意把自己一生都为了主而活着,
we are willing to live for the Lord.
我们所有都奉献了,
we would like to all consecrate everything we have.
但如果我们不认识这里所说的磐石,
but if we don't know the rock it's talking about,
我们以为我们的强项是别的东西,
if we think our strong point is something else,
弟兄姊妹, 我们就显出我们所有的软弱。
And then all the weaknesses will reveal.
在这里回我,
do not misunderstand me.
我这里不是说我们追求,
I didn't say we do not pursue him.
不是说我们不要摆上,
it's not so we should offer.
一个神的儿女,
a children of God, a child of God,
已经蒙恩得救,
we already received his grace.
如果我们这一生还像世人一样只在今生有指望,
if our life, like worldly people, we only have hope in the world, if our hope is only in the world, you hope you have a good life in the world, the Bible tells us we will be more miserable than worldly people.
弟兄姊妹, 在神的家中有许多人比世人更可怜。
In God's household, many people are more miserable than worldly people.
不要以为说我们不追求不长进，好像就没有错了。
If think there is nothing wrong if we don't pursue the Lord,
这并不是神的恩典。That
is not the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，没有错。当我们落在律法的这种的捆绑里面，我们确确实实从恩典中坠落。
And then indeed, when we fall in law, and then we fail.
是我们绝不能神的恩典。
But do not use God's grace for the reason that we pervert.
什么时候我们将神恩典当中放纵情欲的机会?
If we take God's grace as the reason for our lust.
在你我的生命当中,
in life of me and you.
在你我的真实的经历里面,
in our experience in you and I.
我们比世人不如。
We are less than the worldly people.
但是这里面告诉我们的，这些以色列人他们的心愿很好啊。
But here tells us that the Israelites, they have good intentions.
你知道这是第二代了。
This is the second generation.
头一代死掉了,
the first generation died.
这一代人他们真的盼望进到迦南美地。
This generation, they hope to go to the promised land.
他们真的盼望能成为主的见证。
They hope they can be the testimony of the...
弟兄姊妹, 他们是要过约旦河的。
And they will cross
the... 他们愿意背起自己来跟随主的。
They are willing to take their cross to follow the Lord.
摩西提醒他们。
But Moses reminded them.
依靠磐石。
Rely on the rock.
要认识这个D rock, 要认识那个磐石。
To know the rock.
不要依靠任何的人事物。
Do not rely on other people or things.
什么时候我们离开了这个磐石。
Whenever we departed from the rock.
你就发现这里面后面讲了很多的事情。
And here talking about many things.
重点有两方面。
And then mostly it's two aspects.
这里面你知道他一直在讲这个磐石。
Here talking about a rock.
你就发现中间有一句话非常稀奇的。
But there's one verse very amazing.
他们用不是神的，用那些偶像惹动我的怒气。
And then he says, they provoke me with other gods.
什么时候我们离开磐石, 我们惹动神的怒气。
Whenever we departed to the rock, we provoke God.
那神做一件事。
And God will do one thing.
我不知道你明白不明白。
I don't know if you understand.
他说我就使那个不成名的惹动他们的怒气, 惹动他们的愤恨。
And then I think I will make the people who's not God's people and then to provoke them.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
弟兄姊妹有些话你读的时候一下就过去了。
Sometimes when you read, you just let pass.
但你仔细想一想。
But when you think it over,
没那么难, 对不对?
This is not so difficult.
你知道,以色列百姓用不是神的,惹动神的怒气, 对不对?
You know, the Israelites, they provoke God with strange gods.
他们用那个不是神的, 把它当作磐石, 把它当作神, 对不对?
They regarded other gods as rock.
那么神呢?
What about God?
神说他就使那个不是子民的, 没蒙拣选的, 让他蒙拣选。
And then God made him the jealous with strange gods.
他就使那些不是子民的。
And then God will
成为子民。
Oh, God will make the Gentiles become the children, become his children, people.
多么稀奇的一件事。
It's amazing.
你在这里讲的时候,
And when God tells
告诉我们神做工的法则。
It tells us the way that God does.
我们那是因为他是磐石。
Because he's the rock.
他的旨意不能够被拦阻, 你知道吗?
And then his will not be stumbled.
如果神的百姓不能因着神的恩典在世上成为盐, 成为光, 将生命的道表明出来,
If God's people cannot reveal the way of life and become the salt and light,
神就借着神百姓的失败, 让许多从前不是子民的,
And then through God's people's failure, God will make the people whose Gentile becomes the people of God.
所以你读到后面哪来的外邦人与神的百姓一同欢呼啊?
That's why here it tells us the Gentiles will be enjoyed with God's people.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要依靠磐石。
Brothers and sisters, we need to depend on the rock.
不依靠磐石, 见证的灯台要挪去。
If we are not depend on the rock, Our testimony of lands be removed.
弟兄姊妹,
this is very serious.
能认识这个磐石啊,
we need to know the rock.
所以摩西的呼天唤地,
That's what Moses called the heaven and earth.
不要光是听到是磐石。
Do not just to hear is.
要自己去经历这个磐石。
But you have to experience him.
哪怕是失败了,是软弱了,
Even through failures and weaknesses.
神还要把这个磐石再一次启示在我们里面呢。
But God will reveal the rock to us.
哦,要依靠这个磐石。
Depend on him.
弟兄姊妹,千万不要离开这个磐石。
Never depart from the rock.
那么不仅你离开这个磐石, 你发现你的软弱显出来, 无论你多么愿意爱主, 但是你发现你软弱的好像, 好像跟世人一样。
If you departed from the rock, you will feel that your weakness is just like the worldly people.
你发现见证的灯台要挪去的。
And the testimony, the lampstand of testimony will be
removed. 因为我们的神不失败的。
Because our God never fails.
从你这过不去, 神就从别的人过去了。
And God have no way through you, and God will have another way.
不要以为说好像我们每天这样过就没有关系。弟兄姊妹, 神可能兴起人来了。
Don't think I just live my life my way. It's not doesn't matter. But God will raise other people.
弟兄姊妹，神今天恩典临到我们这个机会，不要错过去。
Do not miss the chance that God has the mercy upon us.
这是神的怜悯临到我们身上。
Because that His mercy upon us.
这一生不是一晃就过去了吗
？Our life is just like a vapor.
难道我们一生到了最后以后，还要是一生的叹息吗
？Is you want your life to be a sigh？
哦，弟兄姊妹，实在是这个摩西在这里，实在是告诉以色列百姓，你们。不要让你这一生空跑，不要这一生徒劳啊！
And Moses tell his people, "Do not run in vain."
时间很快就过去了。
And time passed.
弟兄姊妹，这里面他告诉他要依靠磐石。
Here tells us we have to depend on the rock.
如果不依靠磐石
，if we don't，
还有第三个结果。
There will be a third result.
就是在第三十节。
It's in verse 30.
这个我也是不明白。
I don't understand this.
磐石把他们给卖了。
And the rock sold them.
哎、
What does it mean?
赚多少
How much he get?
这神怎么把他们给卖了
How did God sell them?
我们的神难道出卖人吗
Is our God betray people?
当然这不是 betray 的
It's not betrayed, sell.
Sold, sell. 很稀奇啊
It's amazing.
哎，这怎么什么意思啊
What does it mean?
弟兄姊妹你仔细想想很有意思啊
But think about it, it's very interesting.
我这有本圣经
I have a Bible.
这本圣经假设我今天卖给胡元弟兄
And then if I sell it to brother 胡元
我在没卖给他之前
Before I sell it to him
我说我借给你好吗
I say I borrow to you
那么他看见这本圣经或者一本书好了对不起不是圣经
And this is not Bible, it's just a book.
一本书他觉得这本书这得给我什么书啊这是我怎么喜欢这种书
I don't like the book.
你这书里面都是不好的东西
It is all bad things.
他一气之下把书给撕了
And then he tear it up.
那么他是摔在地上
And then he tossed it on the floor. And then he stepped on his feet.
我那我怎么反应
How do I react?
我心里我这书还没给你。
And I said,
还没卖给你呢。
I haven't sell it to you yet.
你胆敢撕我的书吗
？How dare you tear my book?
所以他要撕我的书，我就过去，可以我抢过来的。
If he wants to tear, I will grab it over.
但是有一天我真的卖给他了。
But one day if I sell it to him,
他拿了以后
，if he has it,
他说你搞这什么书
？And then he said, I don't like the book.
撕掉。
And he tear it up,
烧掉
and he burn it,
踩在脚底下
and then he step on it,
剁上一万只脚
and he step on it.
我能说话吗
Can I say anything?
我一句话都不能说
I can't.
什么叫做磐石把他们卖
What is called the rock sold them?
把他们完全交在敌人的手
He handed them over to the adversary.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等可悲的事情
How sad.
但是我们的神不失败。
But our God never failed.
因为他说唯恐这些仇敌，这个，你看前面二十七节多有一次，唯恐仇敌惹动我，只怕敌人错看说，是我们手的能力，并非耶和华所行的。
Verse 27 is, but I fear provocation by the enemy, for their adversaries might misunderstand, our hand is tried, it was not the Lord who did all this.
这又不明白了，是不是？
And we don't understand again.
这什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
这里告诉我们说。
But here tells us.
无论仇敌怎么做。
No matter what the adversary do.
Adversary 不是 adversary.
Adversary.
没有那个 adversary.
Adversary.
你知道这个，你说无论仇敌怎么做。
No matter what the enemy do.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神会叫枯骨复活的。
But God will review. The valley into life.
仇敌就知道不是他们在做。
And then the enemy will know it's not what they did.
仇敌就发现原来我们成了神手中的工。
The adversary will discover that they are the work of the God.
弟兄姊妹，不是他们的 instrument of God.
They're the instrument of God.
弟兄姊妹，你发现多么稀奇。
It is amazing.
但是虽然神是这么奇妙。
But Although God is so wonderful,
他是磐石
the rock,
他的旨一定要成就
will be accomplished.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们离开磐石的时候
if we depart,
我们在磐石以外去寻找我们自己所依靠的
if we find things that we rely on other than the rock,
弟兄姊妹，我们所受的是何等大的亏损
and then we will fall short greatly.
什么是偶像
What is idol?
当然外面雕刻的那是偶像
Of course there was a physical people carved It's the idol
这里面说到 在磐石以外另外去找磐石，这就是偶像。
But here tells us if you find other rocks out of the rock, they are idols.
你在主以外另有所靠。
If there is other things you can rely on beside God.
靠你的智慧，靠你的钱财，靠你的这一切，你所以为靠得住的东西。
By your intelligence, by your wealth, you think you are rely on those.
这些动耶和华荣光的眼目。
But this will God.
在磐石以外，我们另有所爱慕。
If we love other things other than the rock.
主说，那当你 遇到难处的时候，就让你所倚靠的磐石，吃你脂油的磐石，拯救你吧。And
then God says, if you are in difficulty, let the gods who eat the fat of your sacrifice help you.
许多人喜欢钱财。And
many people like money.
哦，钱财抓得很紧的。They just
keep it so tightly.
哦，抓得非常紧的。They
grasp it.
主说好了，等到你遇到难处的时候。And
God says, okay, when you are in difficult,
你就让你的钱财来救你。Let
your money, let your wealth save you.
你可以，当你跟你太太吵架的时候。
When you argue with your wife,
你们俩坐在一起，一边一个数100块钱，一百块钱数。And
then you guys just count money. Just count money.
我不晓得能不能拯救你。
I don't know if that will save you.
你的儿女出了问题了。
If your children has problems,
你们就数钱好了。
Then you just count money.
你倚靠他嘛。
Because you rely on the money.
弟兄姊妹发现主说，你如果在磐石以外另有爱的。
The Lord says if you love something other than the rock,
等到你出了事情的时候。
When there is problems,
你就让这些你所吃你脂油的那些那整天你所倚靠的他来拯救你。
That those who you are rely on to help you.
不仅是在他以外所倚靠的。
Not only you rely on other than Lord.
在他以外我们所爱的，这都是偶像。
Other things we love, other than the rock.
在磐石以外，在我们生命中做主的，都是偶像。
Now all other things who ruin us. It's idols.
There's other lords.
There's other lords.
在主以外，在磐石以外，你还有另外的主。
If you have other lords other than the rock.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有？
Do you have one?
我不知道你有没有。
I don't know if you have one.
许多神的儿女，让世界的观念，在他里面一直做主。
Many children of God, they let the concept from the world be their master.
让宗教的观念在他里面做。
The religion rule them.
弟兄姊妹。 在人里面形成许多坚固的营垒。
And then, dear brothers and sisters, there were so many strongholds in us.
是不是这样？
Is that so?
我们常常说这是，这个为福音朋友祷告的时候，对不对？要攻克坚固的营垒。
When we pray for the gospel friends, we say we have to go through the stronghold.
弟兄姊妹，在神的儿女中间。
But among God's children.
我们越过越发现，其实，在人心思里面，仇敌。
In our minds, the enemy built many strongholds in our minds.
为什么？
Why?
Because
if there is something other than the rock and become our master,
弟兄姊妹, 这些世界的观念如果在我们生命中一直做王掌权的话,
if those concepts from the world brings us,
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们里面就落到这里所说的光景。We
will fall into the situation here, talk about here.
弟兄姊妹，我们要依靠磐石。Dear
brothers and sisters, we need to rely on the rock.
这是摩西在这个约旦河边，在他生命的最后一刻，在他生命讲的最后的一篇道所告诉我们的。This
is what Moses tells us at the end of his days by the river of Jordan.
如果我们有这样的 依靠,
if we rely on such things,
我们认识到这样的，他是我们的那唯一的磐石。
If we know he's the only rock we have,
我们就只有一个见证。
Then we will have one testimony.
你就看见，那就是在这个第三十九节。
It is in verse 39.
唯有我是神。
I am.
在我以外。 没有别神,
there is no God
beside
me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal.
病人从我手中出来,
and no one can deliver from my hand.
这就是这个在启示录第一章那里老约翰所见证的。
This is in Revelation chapter 1, John testified.
只有你是主。
And only the Lord is the Lord.
他是万有的主宰。
And he is the Lord of the Lord.
生命的主。
And he is the Lord of life.
他是复活的主。
He is the Lord of revelation.
他是大能的主。
He is the Lord with power.
他是教会的主。
He is the Lord of the church.
他是我们每一个生命的主。
He is the Lord of our life.
弟兄姊妹，如果你还有记性的话
if you remember,
这就是我们年长的弟兄在他这一生最后的一篇道。
This is the last sermon from our older brother.
我们年长弟兄在他有生之年最后的一篇道。
Our older brother, and then in his life, his last sermon.
我想我们中间许多年轻弟兄姊妹很有这样的福分。
I know we are blessed, the young people.
在那一次聚会里面，上次的夏令会里面。我们亲耳听到这样的信息。
At the last summer conference, you heard his message.
你发现当神的仆人走到生命最后一刻的时候。
You will discover at the last days of God's servant.
当他们要告诉神的百姓他们心里面那最重的负担的时候。
And they tell God's people the very burden they have.
你发现那一个灵是一个。
You know there is a one that the same spirit.
只有他是磐石。
Only he is the rock.
只有他是神。
Only he is the God.
只有主耶稣基督是主。
Only Jesus Christ is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
And this is our testimony.
如果这是我们的见证。
If this is our testimony.
你发现在我们生命中有什么样的表现呢？
And you know there will be expressions from our life.
你发现在这个四十七节。
Verse 47.
这里就说。等到你们过到你们要把这些事不是与你们无关的如果你们真的觉得这事与你是有关系的你觉得这是你的生命的话你就发现有个结果就是在过到约旦河以后你们必因着这事日子得以长久
if this is not empty words for you but rather your very life through it you live longin the land that you are crossing over the Jordan to possess.
哎呀，多么美的事情啊。
What wonderful.
那是流奶与蜜之地。
That is the land with milk and honey.
那地没有缺乏。
There is no need.
那地有水有河有流啊。
And it has water and fountain.
哦，那地有大麦小麦。
With wheat and barley.
哦，那地有石榴树有葡萄树有橄榄树。有许许多多的这个神的供应
has pomegranates, olives, and all the
provide 山里面都是铁那么到处都可以挖那个石头可以都石头是铁山里可以挖出铜来呀、啊、
and there is a copper and iron
哎呀弟兄姊妹那实在是宽阔美好流奶与蜜之地啊
that is a wide and the land with honey, milk and honey
这是什么
what is that
用保罗在他头一次在安提亚教在安比西底的安提亚讲的那篇道最后的结尾你就发现那是这里的依据在新约里的总结
and this is the summary of the New Testament when Paul has his first sermon at Antioch
他说你们务要恒久忍的恩中
and then stand fast in the grace of God
弟兄姊妹依靠磐石
rely on the rock
他是那个永久不改变丰富的恩典
and then he's the grace in that
不要离开神的恩典
do not depart from God's grace
活在神恩典的里面
live in the grace of God
所以在这一篇里面我觉得他特别告诉我们
so this chapter especially tells us
我简单的提一下
I will just mention
我们怎么样一直能够保守自己一直活在神的恩典里。
How do we keep ourselves in the grace of God?
我们怎么能够这样一直的倚靠磐石
？How can we rely on the rock all the time?
弟兄姊妹，太多的人事物让我们来倚靠。
And so many things and so many people we can rely on.
多少时候我们就从这个恩典里坠落了。
And many times we will fall from the grace.
哎呀，我们常常没有活在这一个流奶与蜜之地里面。
Often we do not live in the land of with milk and honey.
怎么样保守自己在神的恩中呢
How can we keep us in the grace of God?
这里面他一直就说要听。
Here tells, listen.
听啊。
Listen.
你们要什么？你们要追想，你们要思想。
And remember, and then to think.
你们要听，你们要思想。
And then meditate.
这是什么？
What is this?
还说你们要去问啊,
and you also have to ask.
我问问我们中的小朋友, 你们在睡觉是不是?
And then I'll say, are you falling asleep?
现在问你们一个问题,
and if I ask a question, you will not fall asleep.
要听,
listen.
要问,
ask.
要思想, 这是干嘛呢?
And to meditate, what is this?
如果你看着一个人他在听, 他在问, 他在思想, 这是干嘛?
If a person is listening, asking, and meditating, what is he doing?
他在干嘛?
What is he doing?
他在学习,
he's learning.
Very simple.
Just simple.
弟兄姊妹, 保守我们自己在神的恩中, 头一个秘诀, 就是做一个肯学的人。
The secret to keep us in God's grace is we are willing to learn.
一个肯学的人, 他能够听得进去。
A person who's willing to learn will listen.
他愿意不耻下问, 我们中文说不耻下问。
And then he will not feel shame to just ask.
他会带着反复的思想。
And he will meditate.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们保守自己在神的恩中的头一个秘诀。
This is the first secret that we keep in the grace of the Lord.
什么时候我们已经觉着我不需要再学了？
And then whenever you think I don't need to learn new things,
弟兄姊妹, 你很可能从这个磐石里面出来。
And then probably you were already out of the rock.
我可能已经离开了牛奶里面。
You probably already departed the land with honey and milk and honey.
我们知道 神赐恩给谦卑的人,
we know God gave give grace to the humble one, and then he will rebuke the pride. What is called a person humble? And then there was an expression, no matter what expression it is, I don't know how a humble person will act. But Moses tells Israelites, let us to be a person who's willing to learn. Do not think on one day we know everything.
你知道,弟兄姊妹,
if you are newborn and you think you already know everything, actually you are not know anything.
我对不起, 年轻人, 我是说,
sorry for young people.
在我们这个年龄啊, 我们最大最大的蒙福的秘诀就是肯学。
I know in your age, the great blessing is we are willing to listen.
我不知道你们跟父母怎么讲话。
I don't know how to talk to your parents.
我小的时候讲话就 I know.
When I was young, I talked to my parents, I know.
我那个时候我不懂英文, 我说我知道。
Of course in Chinese.
早就知道了。
I knew it earlier.
哎呦,这个妈妈怎么这么...
How my mom is so annoying.
妈咪都是annoying mommy.
It's all my moms are annoying.
弟兄姊妹, 什么叫做肯学呢?
And what is to call you are willing to learn?
你说, yes, I know mommy.
You say, yes, I know mommy.
But I want to learn it again.
But I want to learn it again.
为什么?
Why?
因为圣经告诉我们, 照着我们所知道的, 实在说来,
because the Bible tells us, according to what we know, actually, we don't know.
照着我们当知道的, 我们还是不知道。
According to what we should know, we still don't know.
实在说来, 一个年轻人在, 在父母的, 恩典底下长得, 长得好的那些年轻人,
for the young people who grow, normally under their parents,
都是跟父母说, 这个道我听过, 这个我知道。
And they all say, I know, Mom.
但是我愿意 learn it again.
But I want to learn again.
如果我们在神愿意 learn it again.
If we want to learn again before Lord,
弟兄姊妹, 我们就享受那个雨。
And then we will enjoy the rain.
在我们生命中常常有雨水吗?
And is there rains in our life?
有对磐石的启示吗?
Do we have revelation of the rock in our life?
能认识到神的目的吗?
Do we know the purpose of God?
常常经历神的奇妙的带领吗?
Do we experience the wondrous guidance from the Lord? Do you fly on high land? Will you get honey from the cracks and oil from the
flinty
rock? This is prepared for humble people. Whenever we would like to learn it again,
弟兄姊妹,
and all those blessings will catch us.
弟兄姊妹, 我觉着圣经, 我觉着 等到一个年纪大的, 越是老年人,
and then for elders,
老年人讲话,
if you talk to elderly people, they don't reason to you. And then what they tell is it's from their own experiences.
头一个很简单,
and then just simple, just willing to learn.
弟兄姊妹, 我们肯学吗?
Are we willing to learn?
属灵的事情我们肯学吗?
Are we willing to learn spiritual things?
我们承认在属灵的事上我们一无所知吗?
Do we admit that we know nothing about spiritual things?
弟兄姊妹,我们承认吗?
Do we admit?
弟兄姊妹,头一个秘诀就是肯学。
The first secret is we're willing to learn.
第二个秘诀。
Second secret?
等到神管教的时候。
When God disciplines us.
弟兄姊妹,虽然我们肯学。
Even though we are willing to learn,
正因为我们肯学,
because we are willing to learn,
所以神还特别管教我们,
so God will discipline us.
弟兄姊妹, 任何一个肯学的人,
anyone who is willing to learn,
神就特别愿意管教他,
and God would like to discipline him because he's willing to learn.
那么当神管教我们的时候,
when God's discipline comes to us,
当父母管教临到我们的时候,
when parents' discipline comes to us,
那一个秘诀, 保自己在神的恩中的秘诀是什么?
And what is the secret we keep in the grace of God?
就是肯接受管教。
And then we are willing to accept the disciplines.
肯学。
Willing to learn.
肯接受管教。
Willing to accept discipline.
弟兄姊妹, 接受管教和不接受管教, 完全天壤之别。
There is a total difference. You are willing to accept or not accept the discipline.
弟兄姊妹, 我们里面, 我们要承认, 我们都不单纯。
And then we know we're not simple person.
圣经里说不单纯就有结果, 对不对?
And then the Bible tells us if we're complicated, there will be results.
你不以民书记有一章特别讲到人不单纯怎么办, 对不对?
And then you know in, if you read men, numbers, if people are complicated, what do they do?
苦水,
they will drink the bitter water of the curse.
如果这个妇人向着丈夫心不单纯了,
if a wife is complicated, the house is that wife will drink the bitter water of the curse.
丈夫啊,
what is the husband?
是基督啊,
it's Christ.
这个妇人是谁啊?
What is the wife?
我们呢?
It's us.
如果我们向着主, 失去了那纯一清洁的心,
if we lost a pure heart to the Lord,
我们来聚会, 不仅仅我们要敬拜主,
and we come to the gathering not only worship Lord,
我们想再多认识几个朋友,
and if you want to social, to be social,
哎, 多找几个关系,
and then to get some connections,
弟兄姊妹不单纯了, 对不对?
That is not pure.
所以你这咒诅的苦水让我喝下去,
and then we will drink the bitterness of the curse.
这个管教两个结果,
there will be two results from the discipline.
如果不接受的,
if we don't accept,
你说我很单纯的,
you say I'm simple,
凭什么给我喝苦水?
And then why give me the bitter?
我向着主这么认真,
I'm serious to the Lord,
我什么都摆上了,
I consecrate,
我这么爱主,
I love the Lord,
凭什么给我苦水喝?
And then why give me the bitter water?
你们那个结果是什么?
What is the result?
肚腹发胀, 腿消瘦,
and then your belly will bloat it, and then your legs will faint it.
肚腹发胀的意思就是充满了怨言。
When your belly feels bloated, that means you have many complaints.
没有祝福的话,
it will be no blessing words come out.
很多批评的话,
and so many judgments.
大腿消瘦, 在侍奉的事情上我们一定退后的。
If we think our legs shrink, that means you do not serve.
但如果我们接受神的管理,
but if we accept the discipline of the Lord,
我们承认说,
and then if we admit there's impurity in us, I'm not so simple towards the Lord, the result is she will conceive, and there will be more abundant life.
弟兄姊妹, 接受肯学,
to accept and they're willing to learn,
肯接受管教,
willing to accept the discipline. It's we're talking about, we talk to babies. And Moses is 120 years old.
他就跟以色列百姓这么告诉他们,
and he just tells the Israelites,
就这么简单啊,
it's just simple.
要肯学,
willing to learn,
肯接受管教,
willing to accept the discipline.
那么后面呢, 你就发现他后面就告诉我们说, 这个后面他还继续告诉我们说, 这个摩西，好，我们跳过去，好，最后了，摩西就上了这个。 摩西就上了这个比斯加山顶。
And then Moses ascended to the mountain Arabian.
你说上山的圣经里面告诉我们，那都是摩西去祷告。
You know, when Moses went to the mountain, that means he went to pray.
保守自己在神的恩中。
He keep himself in the grace of God.
借着祷告。
Through prayer.
我们在信心里看见迦南。
And then in faith, and he sees Canaan. And
that
this keeps us and often live in the grace of God.
神的启示常常是在我们祷告的时候
God revealed himself mostly many times during our prayers. Even Moses weak and failed. But Moses tells us this one. Because he see from distance. There's one song talking about this.
Oh, 那个是讲的祷告之时，甘甜之时啊。
Talking about the moment of the sweet moment is when you pray.
在比斯大山顶发现我家极目一看啊。
And then he's talking about in the mountain and he sees the land.
弟兄姊妹，借着我们在神面前一起祷告。
Through the prayer we come before the Lord.
神就把他自己的荣美。 这个迦南美地启示在我们里面。
God will reveal the glory of Canaan to us.
最后。
At last,
我把它颠倒过来，对不起啊，刚才我没找到。那么你就发现这个话，
you think then this paragraph?
你说是摩西讲的，
and it's supposed to be Moses tell them.
但圣经里面特别说到一句话，
but the Bible tells us one particular
44节
sentence, verse 44.
摩西和嫩的儿子约书亚去将这歌的一切话说给百姓听。
Moses came and recited all the words of the song in the hearing of the people, he and Joshua, son of Nun. The Bible often gave a surprise. And then just it will be finished when Moses finishes talking. But the Holy Spirit added Joshua here.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果要学习保守自己在神的恩中，
if we want to learn to keep in the grace of God,
我们要听主的话，摩西讲的那是主的话。
And then we want to hear the words from God, which is what Moses tells us, the word of God.
我们也需要约书亚。
We need Joshua.
约书亚代表什么？
Joshua represents.
约书亚代表圣。
Joshua represents Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，多么宝贵啊！
It's so precious.
神的儿女今天有两件事情是我们可以彼此照亮、彼此印证的。
And then we can have the echo for God's children from two things: God's words,
有圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
你说圣灵感动我了。
Can the Holy Spirit touch you?
圣灵感动我，这段话是这个意思。
And the Holy Spirit reveals the meaning of this paragraph.
但是主的话摆在这里。
But God's word is here.
你要很小心的。
But be careful.
你不能说因为我这个圣灵感动了，还有果效了，那么这就是这段话的解释了。
And then don't think if the Holy Spirit touch you and there's a result, and that's the explanation to the words.
那个见证不会长久的。
That testimony will not last long.
那个不会让我们持久在神的恩中。
That will not keep us in the grace of the Lord.
这是真实的见证。
That is the true testimony.
在有一个乡村里面。
In a small village,
那一个姊妹，她在读圣经的时候，她读的圣经，因为她不认识这个字，她是读的是这个拼音。A
sister, she doesn't know the character. She read in 拼音。你说这个拼音的话，你这有的是那个字是错的。You know,
中文字，你说同样的音是理解的是完全不一样的。You
know, in Chinese, same pronunciation comes with different meaning.
对不对？你看，发现在这个约翰一书里面。In
First John.
有爱弟兄的。
The person who loves the brother, you live in the light. Will no longer in darkness. If they hate the brother, you live in darkness. You love the Lord, you are in light.
半点这个半跌的缘由。
There will be no darkness at all.
不是，他没有一点点跌倒的原因，他不会跌倒。
Oh, he will never stumble.
你知道他在用拼音念的时候。
When she reading 拼音。
他就是圣灵给他启示。
And then she thought the Holy Spirit.
只有我们的主是爱弟兄的，对不对？
And he's only the Lord loves the brother.
不能靠近的光中啊。
And he lives in the light that people cannot
get near. 他也当他来到地上的时候。
When he come to the world.
竟然没有半点缘由啊！没有盐，没有油啊。
Oh, there will be, there's no,
no salt, no oil.
No salt, no oil.
哎呀，他说主啊，我把自己奉献给你。
Lord, I will consecrate my whole being to you.
他到乡村，你说。神的儿子来到地上没有半点的油盐，你还在过什么日子？赶紧信耶稣。
And then she preached to other people, the God's son come to earth with no oil, no salt, just believe him.
整个村庄都信主了。
The whole village believed in him.
圣灵大大做工啊。
The Holy Spirit worked greatly.
弟兄姊妹，是不是就够了呢？
Is that enough?
主多么爱我们
呢？ Love, the Lord loves us so much.
摩西要讲。
And Moses speaks.
约书亚要做工了。
And then Joshua works.
若不是说因着把主的话照着圣灵当初启示的解释出来的话，
If we don't explain by the revelation of the word,
很多时候你当时是有果效不错。
Maybe there will be good deeds at the moment.
但是不能长久。
But will not last long.
所以你看，他这里面讲的要长久。
But here is he says you live long.
神的旨意是让我们长久在神的恩典。
God's will is to let us to live long.
永远磐石。
We will depend on him always.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵了。
This is very precious.
我觉着圣灵在这里给我们启示的，不是高的顶天的道。
The Holy Spirit reveals us here is not so high that we cannot reach.
我们肯学就好。
We just willing to learn,
肯接受管教
and willing to accept the discipline.
我们要让主的话发出亮光
and we will enlighten the words.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要自己点灯，自己点火把。
Do not kindle the fire by yourself.
不要自己找出是什么亮光来。
Do not go find some other fire.
弟兄姊妹，主的话和圣灵彼此照亮。
And then God's words and the Holy Spirit they echoes each other.
我们借着祷告，在信心里面看见我们荣耀的主。
And then through our prayers in faith, we will see God's glory.
我们长久活在神的恩中。
We will live long in the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，谁过去都。
And then all the past.
弟兄姊妹，传道人不会长久的。
The preacher will not live long.
就算他赖着不走，长久了，有一天他也会过去的。
And then he will pass away one day.
弟兄姊妹，只有我们的主是磐石。
But only our Lord is the rock.
摩西在他临走之前。
Before Moses passed away.
在他离开这两百万以色列百姓之前。
Before he leave the 2 million Israelites.
他们交在神和。他恩惠的道的手中。
He handed them over to the grace of God.
是不是使徒保罗那个时候他同样的感觉呢？
Is it the same that Paul feels?
我只把你们交托神和他恩惠的道。
And then Paul says, I only entrust you to God and His grace because He is the rock.
他能建立你们。
He can establish you.
他能牧养你们。
And he can nourish you.
他能成为你们的。
And he will be your strength.
他能在你们中间行做奇妙的事。
And he will do wondrous work.
你们可以在神的面前成为见证。
You will become the testimony before the Lord.
他是磐石。
He is the rock.
He is the rock.
He is the rock.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们今天早晨也认识那磐石。
Dear brother and sister, and how we hope, I hope we know the rock.
什么都会改变。
Everything will change.
只有磐石不改变。
Only the rock never changes.
它是我们永远希望的根基。
And he is the foundation of our hope.
我们祈祷告诉。
Let's pray.